Okay. Who can tell me, children, what this is here?
A present with nothing in it.
Slightly awkward. It looks like a present and there is something in it, but it's more than that. What is it? Jasmine? You don't know, did you say? No, fair enough. I was pretty pleased with this, to be honest, guys. I thought it looked quite obvious what it is. A giant quality street. No. Zara, what is it? A giant chocolate. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Barney, help us all out. A Christmas cracker, obviously. Come on, folks, come on, work with me here, look. Okay, slightly different shape, but you know, my artistic skills aren't known for, but just go with me, it's a cracker. Now, what do you normally find inside a cracker?
A joke,
what else do you find? A toy, and what else? A hat, any kind of hat?
A crown.
You normally find a joke, a present, and a crown. And crackers are a brilliant thing to have at Christmas because they remind us all about Jesus. Do you want to see how? So that as you pull your crackers at dinner today, you'll remember how they point you to Jesus. Now, boys, they helped me make it, so they're going to help me pull it. Those who have been primed, this is your moment on a countdown. We're going to count down, boys, and very gently, so we're not ripping the whole thing, remember? We're going to count down from three. You ready? Three.
Two. One.
Hey! Well done. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's it, Barney. Thanks very much. You were hoping Graham would pop out. You and me both, I'd have loved that. Next year, Pete, we'll work on that one. Yeah, that would be brilliant. Right, I just need one person, a young person. Just, Joel, come on up, come on. Can you reach in there and grab the joke? Brilliant, bring it up. Brilliant. Stand there. Wait for 2 seconds. Hold on, let me just get the microphone so you can set. Now, jokes. Jokes remind us that Jesus brings us great joy. See, crackers always have a joke in them. Now, some of them are not very good, but some are. So, Joel, you've got one for us. You've got a mouthful there, you all right? You're going to choke on me? That would be awkward. So, obviously, you know how it goes, yeah?
Knock, knock.
Jesus.
Wayne.
Wayne
in a manger.
Thanks very much. Well done, Joel. Thanks very much. It's all right. I've got one for adults as well. Why is Christmas just like any other day in the office?
I don't know. Why is Christmas just like any other day?
Thank you very much, Matt. Because you do all the hard work and the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit. All right. Now, jokes are brilliant. Because they make us laugh and they bring us joy. And jokes remind us that God sent Jesus to bring us great joy. Do you remember what the angels said to the shepherds on that first Christmas night on the hillside outside Bethlehem? They said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." The news of Christmas is good news that brings great joy. Now, jokes just make us laugh just for a moment. But Jesus brings great joy not just at Christmas, but for every day. So even on the days when I feel sad, even when life is not great, even if today is going to be hard work, full of tension, maybe even stressful, busy, frantic. Maybe the joy today will just be momentary, fleeting. The news of Jesus is one of great joy that will last longer than Christmas dinner, longer than your favourite gift, will be greater than even the joy of opening an Xbox One S. The angels did not say joy. They said great joy. See, take that moment, that moment when you can think of the greatest joy in your life. Just take that moment, magnify it, and you're beginning to get close to the joy that Jesus offers. It's a joy that cannot be robbed by the circumstances of life. It's a deep, profound joy. And note what else the angel said. This joy is not just for some, but for all the people. But why? Why is the good news of Christmas such good news? Why does it bring such great joy? Well, because of the second thing you find in a cracker. What's the second thing you find in a cracker? Yeah, coming up, Oliver. See if you can find it for me. I think you probably need to go the other end by the looks of it. Do you want to bring it up here? See what present I got? Do you want to open it for me? Oh, other end. Keep going. That's it. Okay, open it up. Oh, can you rip it? Oh, brilliant. Thanks very much. Do you want to go and sit down? Thank you very much. False teeth are always needed, aren't they? You never quite know when you might need a pair of false teeth. Especially ones that squeak. It's a good gift to have. And my dog will particularly like it a little bit later. But the truth is you can get better presents in there as well, can't you? Sometimes you can get a little shoehorn, maybe. Other times they're really fun, like a magnifying glass. Or a very small pack of cards. Very useful when you're hiding in a very small crevice. But the best bit is, the present reminds us that God sent us Jesus. That the present reminds us that Jesus is God's gift. As you play with those presents at Christmas dinner, remind yourself that it reminds us that God sent Jesus as a gift. Remember what he said? The angel said to the shepherds, they said, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you." Now, he's not physically been born to these shepherds, and yet the angels say he was born to them. Now, all babies are a gift, in part it's why my Nathan is called Nathan. His name means God's gift. But Jesus is a gift not just for Mary and Joseph, but to all, for these shepherds and for us. His birth is significant and important for all. Why? Well, the angels tell us because this baby is a savior. This baby has come to save. This baby has come to deal with our biggest problem, our biggest need. We need a savior. Our biggest problem is that you and I are sinners, those who have turned our backs on God. We're deserving his judgment, his anger. And what I need is a savior, one who will take that punishment for me. That punishment I rightly face because of my rejection of God. I need a Savior who can fix my relationship with God. And Jesus is that gift, freely given to us. He'd grow up and die on a cross and he'd take that punishment that we might be saved, that we might be friends with God once more. Now that's the best present. It's no wonder the angel said it would bring great joy because we would be saved. We would be safe. Trusting in Jesus would mean I no longer face God's judgment, but his friendship. It's great joy because no matter my circumstances, I can always rejoice if I'm trusting in Jesus. You see, for in meeting my greatest need, in accepting Jesus as my gift, I become a child of God. I'm his. I have an eternity to look forward to with him. And that is true if I believe in Jesus no matter what. That is true whether I got the present I wanted or I didn't. It's true whether it's a good day or a bad day, a sad day or a happy day. It's a true every day. That's the good news of great joy. The present reminds us that God sent Jesus as a gift. Jesus is very valuable and very precious. Jesus is the best present that God could give us. I'm sure that there are going to be lots of things we're going to get today that we're going to love and play with and have fun with. But there's no better gift than Jesus. Have you opened the gift of Jesus by placing your trust in him and knowing him as your Savior, to look forward to an eternity with him and the joy of living with him every day? The present reminds us that Jesus is God's gift. And the last thing in the cracker is... Oakley, do you want to come and get it? It's the... You got it? Bring it here, thank you. What is it?
Crown.
It's a crown. Thank you very much, Oakley. That's it. It's a crown for me to wear today. What do we think the crown reminds us of? Jesus is the king, exactly. The crown reminds us that Jesus is a king. Now, crackers always have a hat or a crown in them. Grown-ups always look silly wearing them, don't they? I'm not a big fan myself. I think they get in the way of eating, and I just want to eat. But this crown, as you put it on this Christmas time, remind yourself that God sent Jesus as a king. Listen to what the angel said again. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Messiah means God's king. This baby is not just a Savior. He's also the king, God's king, the king of the universe, the one who rules over all things, the one who is in charge. And this king came to save. He came to lay down his life, to save those who were his, to bring them into his kingdom, his safe, secure, eternal kingdom. What better king could you wish for? What better king could you want to follow? A king who loves you, who protects you, who lays down his life for you. And because he's God's king, he can do what he says he will do. I love our Queen, and I'm sure at 3 p.m. today, many of us will stop and listen to her words. How many? Who will stop and listen to the Queen's words? Not so many these days. Who will watch it on iPlayer a little bit later? But although the Queen is kind and she's wise, the truth is she can't do much. Her power is weak. Her authority is limited. But Jesus' authority is unrivaled. His power is beyond all. And as such, when he speaks, he can do what he says he will do. So when he promises to save, he can. When he promises to protect, he will. When he says, you will have life if you follow me, you will. When he promises to bring you into his kingdom and to keep you, he can. When you're without hope, and he promises you great hope and great joy, he will give great hope and great joy. He is a great king to follow. No wonder the angel said he brings great joy. It is a joy, a great joy, to follow King Jesus. So this lunchtime, or this evening, as you're about to pour your cracker, remember who it points to. Jesus, the one who brings great joy. The one who is God's gift to us, a Savior. The one who is a great King, worthy to be followed. And if you're not following him, if you do not know this great joy, the great and glorious news, or if you just want to know more, well, then I'll happily tell you some more. Find me afterwards. Or I'll give you a gift on the way out that will explain some more. Or just join us at any of our regular Sunday services. We'd love to see you. That you might come to know a great joy of a great gift, a great Savior, to follow a great King. That is the good news of Christmas. That is what we celebrate. And that is what the cracker reminds us of as we pull it this lunchtime.